Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The veils are gone. The darkness is dispelled. The flowers have blossomed. The alleluias have returned. The glorias have returned. The tomb has been vacated, and the cross has been transformed into a symbol of victory. The sorrow is past. The joy has returned. The fast is over. The feast is here. The flame of resurrection burns because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sometime in the night before the sun rose, in the silence of that tomb, those precious lungs once again took in a breath. And when those lungs breathed in again, all humanity breathed in again. When that sacred body sat up and placed his feet on the ground to stand again, all humanity rose to stand again in him. Hope revived for all creation because love incarnate was not conquered or destroyed, but instead it had subsumed and converted into new life the worst calamity that principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places could muster. Darkness had done the worst it could, but it was still just darkness and shadow and nothingness, no match whatsoever for the light of Christ. And Mary Magdalene in that garden, St. John tells us, had perhaps the most compelling conversion experience, a sudden realization of what had happened, a realization that we must all have, and I pray that you may even have anew tonight. She spoke to him. She thought him to be the gardener. She looked him right in the face, and in her sorrow, she complained that someone had taken her Lord far away from her. She complained that she had a good reason to be distraught in this life, a good reason to overflow with sorrow and moroseness and tragedy and sickness. Jesus said to her a question much the same as he had asked those who came out with swords and staves and torches just a few nights before. The question he asks you tonight, whom do ye seek? Her answer, supposing him to be the gardener, was, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him and I will take him away. It was when he said her name that the resurrected life of Christ opened to her. May he say your name, even tonight. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Master. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.